Issues, Etc., regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300. All right, it's time for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week. Speaking of blogs, speaking of what people are writing on the internet, there are a lot of blogs, and actually my pick this week comes from one of the oldest, the most ancient blogs not in the world of the blogosphere, but at least in Lutheran circles, comes from Pastor Will Whedon. Now, if you'd like us to read your blog and perhaps consider it as Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week, you'll need the Issues, Etc. widget that you can find at our website, issuesetc.org. At the bottom of the support page, you'll find the widget there. Put it on your blog. Let us know your blog exists. We're not omniscient. We don't know all things. You need to tell us where it is and send us a link. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Then we'll start reading your blog and considering it as a possibility for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week. Now, I'm flying by the seat of my pants without a net here, Jeff. Do you have a blog
pick? I do have a blog
pick. He has a blog pick.
It's Truths in the Word. It's a blog post titled, "He Made a What?" Listening to the news and hearing them say that Arnold Schwarzenegger had an affair with a staff member 10 years ago, which resulted in the birth of a child, he only told his wife this year. My problem is they keep calling it a mistake. Since when did adultery become a mistake? Why don't we call it what it is? Arnie, you have been terminated. My pick for Issues, Etc. Blog of the Week, Truths in the Word.
Truths in the Word. I have to look at that one. My pick this week comes from Pastor Will Whedon's blog, just called Whedon's Blog, real imagination at work there. And it actually has to do with the end of the world. He posted it on the 19th of May. The end of the world, he says, is supposed to be on May 21st. I understand. For Christians, of course, the end of the world was that moment when the world slew its own life. The crucifixion of him who is the life of life. The world ended there. And the signs that our Lord foretold would accompany the great and dreadful day were in evidence. But we are an Easter people, and an Alleluia is our song. We simply know that this world that totters on is dead. It's running around like the proverbial chicken with its head cut off. It's dead, and it doesn't realize it yet, but sooner or later it will keel over, the whole thing come undone, and yet in the midst of the dead and dying world, which moves inexorably toward its end, we live our lives from the flesh and blood that rose from the grave on Easter Day. Pardon for all our sins, the destruction of all death, the life that endures to eternity. It changes how we live in this world forever. We know that no amount of Band-Aids will apply to this world as it can that can keep it from its final death throes. And when you belong to an eternal kingdom, all is well, and it is fitting for you to dance through life forevermore. Luther. Should the end come in the 21st, we'll be joyously going on still, singing in praises of the Lamb and joining the saints and the angels around the throne. Should the end delay, as I suspect it will, writes Pastor Whedon, we'll go on, singing the praises of the Lamb and joining the saints and the angels around the throne. Either way, our life goes on, because our life is in Christ, and it's a life that endures forever. What joy to sing together then. Death, you cannot end my gladness. I am baptized into Christ. A great blog post from Pastor Will Whedon. A link to that one and Jeff's pick will be at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is next. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us to talk about media coverage of Harold Camping's prediction.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.